This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Guerrero, G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O, first name Jose, J-O-S-E, date of birth January 31, 1966, date of evaluation November 30th, 2022, referring physician Dr. Swartz. The chief complaint: 56-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 56-year-old male who describes repetitive motion injury to the shoulders bilaterally, period. He underwent right shoulder surgery in 2019, period. Following surgery, he continued with pain, which he described as burning and radiating to the right arm and neck. Pain is rated 6 -7/10. It is improved with medication, but worsened with activities, period. Pain, in fact, wakes him up in the middle of the night, period. He has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. He otherwise reports that he is doing well, period. The past medical history: 1, diabetes, next number hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history: left shoulder surgery in 2014, right shoulder surgery 2019. Medications: metformin 500 milligrams one daily, Tylenol 500 milligrams one daily PRN, ibuprofen daily PRN, atorvastatin 1 HS. Allergies: no known drug allergies. Family history: mother died with diabetes. Social histories: there is no history of cigarette smoking. There is no drug use. He notes rare alcohol use only. The review of systems: constitutional, he has generalized weakness. Review of systems is otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination: vital signs, blood pressure 136/83, pulse 66, respiratory rate 20, height 66 inches, weight 180 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam: there is bilateral shoulder tenderness on abduction and extension, period. There is severe tenderness on external rotation, period. The data review: ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 62 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The MRI results are pending at the time of this evaluation. the impression, this is a 56-year-old male with history of strain of muscles and tendons of the rotator cuff of the right shoulder, period. He has had other injury of muscles and tendons of the rotator cuff of the right shoulder. He is now scheduled for right reverse total shoulder arthroplasty. Period. The patient is noted to have history of diabetes and hypercholesterolemia. Point of care glucose is noted to be 195. Period. Other laboratory data is essentially unremarkable. Period. He has no symptoms of angina, congestive heart failure, or dysrhythmia, period. He has normal exercise tolerance, period. He is therefore felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He is therefore cleared for right reverse total shoulder arthroplasty using general/regional anesthesia. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Jose Guerrero.